What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another fantastic... Hey, can you calm down just a little bit? I'm in the middle of my intro. Welcome back to another episode of Clocks Running, the podcast for everything flag football officials. I'm Jacob.
And I'm Ant. What's up, man?
Hey, man. You went from, like, Eeyore last week to this week. Like, did you drink a Red Bull for the first time in, like, 2 weeks?
I'm hyped. I'm ramped up. I haven't...
You're ramped up, like you need to go to the bathroom?
No. Is that what ramped up is in North Carolina?
No, it's not. I don't know what that means,
Bro, I haven't drank an energy drink since I was in North Carolina. That was the last time I had one.
I don't believe you. Okay.
It's the truth.
You had a full jitter moment, so I don't believe you.
I mean, you know, the caffeine stays in your system for a while.
What, you like going to, like, shake somebody?
Oh, man. So, you know, tonight is going to be fun. We have a returning guest. I know he's kind of in the podcast circuit. He might be a little washed up, but...
Whoa. Jeez. You throw all these strays, and he's not even in here to defend himself.
All right, well, should we bring him on? Go ahead and introduce him.
Bring Rock in. He's become a Clocks Running regular. You hear how he's talking about you and you're not even able to defend yourself?
Oh, my God, I'm washed up.
He said washed up. He's got a hairline like that.
Bro,
gosh, man. Hey, man. I might become a co-host, man.
Hey, okay.
Oh, whoa, why can't he become a co-host?
Hey, I got no problem. Bro, it's just the thing is, man, hey, every time I turn on like a random, there's a random like Call of Duty podcast in someone's basement and you jump on, all of a sudden you're on the live video, like co-hosting.
So look, when you probably talk about Champ Circle, you know, Del on Air, like when they go live, all I'm doing is watching, right? And then when I comment, you know, then they like they send a request or I send a request, but I'm always on my couch. Like I'm like it doesn't matter. It does like I go to work, I come home and I do stuff for my family and that's it. Like if I'm playing football, cool. But if not, I'm doing those three things. So I don't drink, I don't smoke. So I'm always ready for, you know, podcast. Any type of smoke. Yeah, I'm always ready for podcasts, any type of smoke, any type of topic, whatever. I'm good to go.
So, that's good.
So I don't think washed. That's kind of a pretty harsh term to use, talking about my guy.
Yeah, I'm not washed. All right. I'm not washed.
That's horrible, man. Don't hold that against us, please.
Not yet. I'm killing 35 and up right now, so I'm good.
Hear that? Killing it.
Killing it.
Hey, man. That's crazy.
Are you at 45 or what?
Pretty much.
No, man, I just hit 40.
They need to sign a waiver and let you do 45 and up because you couldn't do 30. you see, Jacob, I can hit him right back.
I know I got to deal with a couple young bulls tonight, so let's get right into it. You know what I mean?
Here we go. We're breaking out the fake Philly.
Hey, bro. hey, Rock. So I don't know if you know this, but you know who Bruce Mapp is? You heard of that guy?
Yeah, Bruce Mapp, my dog. He's a Philadelphia native like me. He went to West Catholic. I went to Roman Catholic. Those are Philadelphia Catholic schools. He went to Coastal Carolina. I went to James Madison University. Those are CAA schools. I'm pretty familiar with Bruce Mapp, USA, gold medalist and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. So he was on the show last week, and he dropped some crazy news about the possibility of him playing with y'all with Supreme. Is this true?
So Supreme, Supreme is my dog. I like Brandon, Dev, Jake, all those guys. I like Lady Supreme too as well. But me and Devon, the co-ed boys, are not currently with Supreme.
So who are you currently with?
So East Coast Nationals, we play with ESS one. Okay. Yep. And then now for Weekend Warriors, we are with injured reserve. So Tampa with we playing with Tronky.
Huh. Wow. Is that the new home?
You know what? The thing is,
Or is this like an Airbnb? Like we're here, we're renting it out, like we're having fun. But eventually checkout's coming.
Yeah, you get it, Jacob. We out here, having fun, and we talking shit, doing what we do. We well respected, wherever we go, we hold our own. So it don't matter where we at. It's all about the principle. You know what I'm saying? So,
all right, Rock, I need you to stick with me for this full analogy, okay? Rock and Devon remind me of Scarlett Johansson in the new Jurassic World. Okay, hire mercenaries running through, taking care of everybody, taking care of all the problems, scoring touchdowns, pulling flags.
That's
they're both
one person. One person.
Yeah, Rock, Scarlett.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like,
see, he's with it.
That's crazy. For sure. Wherever Devon go, I'm most likely gonna be there. We play every position. If you need a defensive back, receiver, rusher, I don't play quarterback or rusher. But any other position, we down, you know what I'm saying? We holding our own. So, but Bruce Mapp, I wish nothing but the best over there with Supreme.
That's crazy. Cause he's under the impression that you're part of the deal. So maybe he's been misled.
No, I think, I still talk to Brandon every day, but I think Bruce Mapp probably. I just talked to Bruce. I just texted him maybe like last week or something like that. He ain't asked me that, so I would have told him. No, I would have told him that before I jumped on air.
Yeah, you guys are probably talking about how trash cream cheese on a Philly cheesesteak is. I get it.
I was talking to him. He was supposed to come down to Dell Cap. National Invitational, but Corey came down. They were both supposed to come down there.
So talk to us about that. How did that go?
That was really well. Saturday was an open tournament. So you had five co-ed, five women's, and then five man, regular tournament. And then the next day you had the 48. So you had the top players, women and men, out of the DMV. So I think it was like I think three, four teams, they was all split. I think four teams, they was all split. The best females out of the DMV, it was like a round robin. And then I think the championship team was Kia's. Kia from Level Up?
Yep.
Yep, her team actually won. Nice. And then for men's, my wife team won. They had my wife, she was the coach. They had Pete from Smoke Center, and they had Corey Webb as the defensive coordinator.
Okay.
So they won that, and then after that, it was a north south tournament, kind of small tournament where you had the district, you had Baltimore, you had Virginia, and then you had North Carolina. The district ended up winning that, and then for
who the heck was there from North Carolina?
I don't know the guys. I only knew one guy, but they came up from North Carolina. I think in the women's, I believe Kia's team won that one too. I didn't play for Virginia. I was just hosting on Sunday. I was just helping out with the tournament, making sure everything ran smooth. I played a couple games just because the team was short in the beginning of the morning. But then, I set out for the rest of the day.
I got you. So what format did they run with the 48?
So I believe it was under IFAF rules.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole tournament was under IFAF rules.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yep.
Right on.
So you had, like, Desiree there. What other refs that you probably know?
Your little brother TJ wasn't refing?
No, TJ wasn't there. He was in Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yeah, he was in Ohio. because, you know, he got some, you know, some things he need to be out there for. I'm not going to throw his stuff out there, but, you know, I am, you know, I ain't going to be messing
See, Aunt, this is why I want to talk before the podcast. And you wanna, all right, get off the screen. You're going off the screen right now. We're starting in 2 seconds. This is why you prep. Good night. We could have got the beans spilled, and instead we're going to kick Rock off for 20 minutes. We're not going to come back to this. He's walking in like, oh, what was his name off of The Office? He's coming in with, oh, and Kevin. Give him that big old bucket of beans, and he goes, huh? And he almost tipped it, and he kept it up because he's on the show.
Yeah, I'm on the show. So if I wasn't on the show, I would have got some news. But I think
that's crazy.
No,
man,
don't cut him. You know what? Let him go.
No, I am cutting him off. Because you know what? When you were on with Michael Better, you were just laying it all out there, calling people out, saying people's names, doing all this stuff. You're going to spill the beans,
man? Hey, you know.
Do not spill the beans on that. Don't say that.
I can't spill the beans on a personal matter. Anything flat related, I'm able to call somebody trash right now. Like, I'm just like an old grandpa, something like that. I just say what I want nowadays.
I feel that.
So if you're trash, you're not going to do anything to me. So,
all right. Nah, so let's get back onto the Capital City Classic. So they did IFAF rules. How did the DMV? I guess how did they do with those that structure of rules versus, you know, DMV is known for contact. They play a lot of eights. There's a lot of five contact. There's some co-ed. What did that look like?
They was definitely getting adjusted to the rules. The contact was definitely the biggest part, because you had some eight women's contact girls out there. They was definitely touchy. Then you had the guys, the five contact guys out there. You know, they was, you know, if somebody ran a hitch and go, they was, you know, bumping into them, but you know, you gotta let them go. You know, you can't touch them after they do like the hitch and go. So they was getting adjusted to that. And then, like, the actual rules where, you know, you got to raise your hand, you know, both rushers got to raise their hand. The third rusher don't have a lane. I think it's unlimited pitches in the back. It was a few rules that they didn't know that the referee had to, you know, when you fake the handoff, you could just go right across the line. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until the ball is pitched. Right. But, you know, obviously if they don't do that, and you got to wait, you know, until the ball is pitched. So it was a few other rules too. I can't think off the top of my head, but the DMV guy, they had some athletes, but it's all about coming together. And, you know, a lot of people don't travel like that, but DMV got some ballers for sure. Especially the women's too. They really underrated.
Definitely. Go ahead.
Anybody do a side snap, not between the legs? Anybody do anything like that?
Yeah. It was a couple guys off of Tone's team that did that. They used the side snap really well in great situations. I think they was the only one that did the side snap. They did it really well. The dude named Ricky Bobby. He did a side snap a couple times. I don't know if you know who Ricky Bobby is, but
I know who that is. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say he underrated, but he a dog for sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else outside of that. I mean, you know what? Jacob a couple weeks ago brought up, I don't know who you were asking, Jacob, but about the fourth down and air it out. Rock, do you think that fourth down, do you like that fourth down in whether it was IFAB or air it out? Or do you think that should be taken away?
The fourth down, it doesn't really matter to me. I really love the bigger end zones.
Okay.
I like that 10-yard end zone, because when you think you out, you have a lot of space. You see what I'm saying? It's like we so used to having that 7-yard end zone or whatever that is, but that 10-yard end zone that is nice for like corner routes or deep balls and stuff like that.
How do you think on an international stage teams would do if you brought that into a 7-yard end zone?
I think it's tough. I think it's tough because it's like obviously the hollows still is tough to guard. But the women are getting more and more creative with those plays. So I don't think it's hard for them to adjust, but I think the guys, I think it'll be much harder. But the fourth down and third down, I think it's easier for the offense because like you could just get five, you could run hitches, stops and hitches the whole time and get in good position. But when people get out of start trying to take a like throw a bomb and then it's incomplete or something like that, you kind of get in trouble. But if you could just take what the defense gives you and then come up with your play on third, fourth down, it should be fine. But I think it doesn't matter to me. Third down, fourth down. I like the fourth. I like the fourth down.
Yeah,
my opinion.
Did offenses have an issue with like rushers going straight up the bunch and having a lane?
No, there was one time where the female. So the center snapped the ball, stood straight up, right? I can't remember if the center took a step forward or just stood there, but the rusher was rushing right over top of the center and intentionally ran into the center, right?
Right.
I could tell you the call. I don't know if you want to, you know.
You left one well, there's one detail. If that center stayed put, or if the center moved, that changes everything. That changes everything.
That is the call.
That's the call.
Yeah. What did that center do?
All right. So
air him out.
There was two flags on the play. It was a flag on offense and a flag on defense because I think the ref. I think the ref didn't get like supporting visual on like what was happening between a rusher and a center. I think. What's the ref behind the quarterback? What is that?
The referee.
The R. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it had a name
the
back.
No, it's not. Okay. No, that's the referee. Yeah.
Okay. So the referee called the flag, both of the flags, but like I don't think she had like, you know, support from the other refs that could tell like did the center take a step or did the center move right or left? The center snapped the ball, stood up. I just don't know if the center took a step up, but the rusher, you could see the rusher intentionally ran into the center. If the rusher runs right off the hip, then you know maybe the rusher you know get the impeding. But
right,
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean that's what it comes down to in IFAP though is if the rusher has declared they come from 7 yards. They can go right up the middle, and if the center had taken the step, then technically the rusher had that lane. If the center stays put, then that's their right of place, and that supersedes right away.
Right.
So then the center would have been good, and it would have been on the defense.
Right. I kind of like IFAF rules over the regular rules.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Think it makes it cleaner?
It makes it cleaner. It makes it a lot cleaner. I could play a lot more dirtier these regular flags. it's just so bad. Like I'm checking people in the red zone. It's just so fun. The regular flag games are so fun because I could body up so much and not get calls. But in the IFAB, they just throwing flags and throwing more flags. You can't celebrate enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got some celebrations coming up. You know what I'm saying? So, I've been working on them with my kids. So, one of them is X-rated. So,
hold the phone. You just said I've been working on them with my kids, and then you said it's X-rated. Gee, no, you're not. What?
How would you be muted?
Good night, man.
That's a bad job, man. Yeah, that's a bad job, bro.
That's worse than eating mozzarella sticks with barbecue sauce.
I can't hear y'all.
You can't hear us?
Y'all mute me. Y'all are muted. What are the two?
What's going on? Hey, you got to fix it, man.
No, I don't know.
We can hear you. You can't hear us?
Oh, it's probably from the – oh, hold on. My car turned on. Hold on.
We did hear a click.
My car turned on. Sorry about that.
Oh, it's all good. Now, we need to bring back up the fact that you just said you've been making touchdown celebrations with your kids, and then you said one's X-rated.
Yeah.
God, what are we doing?
One is separated from the kids. I got
the PG. Great, man. We got to get the comma in there or something.
I got to put the comma in there. Yep, you're right.
Good Lord, man.
You're right.
You doing the Aura farming one?
No, I did this one touchdown celebration at the tournament, and it was like, and Mark Williams, you got to ask Mark about my touchdown celebration.
I don't want to talk to Mark Williams. Oh, no. Now I have to. What'd you do?
He was like, Rock, why you do that celebration? You already got two kids.
Right, you did more than two pumps. You did more than two pumps, didn't you? Yeah, I knew it.
Rock, man. Just playing around.
Oh, man.
All about the pump.
All right.
Jeez.
More than two pumps.
Jesus Christ.
You can't ever do more than two pumps.
I know what tonight's show title is going to be. More than two pumps.
More than two pumps.
Yep. And I got a camera, yup. I got a cameraman, yup.
Oh, man.
Hey, so Rock, we got to get into the meat and potatoes of the show, man. We got lots to cover tonight. And I knew that you were going to be the one to talk about this stuff with. So, I don't know if you pay attention to our page as far as us posting the top 25 power rankings, things like that. Have you checked that out at all?
Yeah, I was paying attention to those power rankings, and I got something to say about that. There's some teams on there that don't need to be on there. Like I don't mind them getting the recognition, but you got to make a difference between pro and comp.
Okay, all right. Well, let's just run through it. All right, and you just stop me when you hear a team that you're upset about. And we'll talk about it.
Okay.
All right. Cool. All right. So yeah. So top 25, starting at number 25.
Real quick.
What?
Start off. Yes? Say hey to Sam real quick. You driving safe.
That's my chauffeur.
Hey Sam, congratulations on the championship over the weekend, Coach Sam.
Thank you.
Which one, the men's or the women's? Like,
oh, yeah. I coached my first victory as well.
There you go. See?
There you go.
She started to get the GOAT status. We can talk about that another week. GOAT status is always fun. All right, Ant, go ahead and break down your comp top 25 list for everybody.
Here we go.
All right, cool. Starting at 25.
Box hurt.
Yep. Starting on 25, Face Mob, God Bods, High Society, High Rise Hitters.
Oh, Nas,
Nas women.
The bottom,
because it's gonna get exciting. You build up to the excitement.
Oh my gosh! Okay, this is supposed to be what you think. This is what he thinks makes sense versus not. Anyways, keep going. Okay,
who you just named?
He just named like the bottom 20.
I said I was starting at 25. You want me to start at one?
Yes, you started.
He wasn't listening.
Do you say, all right, we're going to count at 25. Let's start at 25.
You count down.
No.
Okay.
Gosh, this is not 1995 on the radio on Friday night.
This is, what was that guy? What was that? It is Casey Kasem with your top 25.
Is this for co-ed?
No, bro. Okay. Let me back up.
Everything.
So top 25 covers men's, women's, contact, non-contact. It's only pro or open divisions. It's only USA flag tournaments, and it goes fours, fives, sixes, seven screen, eight co-ed.
Now, are these based off the points, or are you actually giving them the ranking?
No, this is opinion based. We have people that submit. They look at who's won the tournaments, who strength of schedule, things like that. And they submit a top 25. We put it together. It's called the Associated Media. So that's where it comes. This is opinion based. The power rankings.
Invited you to I can't believe he hasn't invited you to this, Rock.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why, but yeah, next time.
Jeez, man, good.
Yeah,
man.
We got yeah. Some of these teams you named, some,
we got like, common sense guy.
Okay, kick yeah. All right, can we name one. Some teams?
Yeah, off like the bottom 12.
Yeah, let's start at okay. One.
Start at one.
All right, cool. All right, number one, Shroom.
Okay, Shrooms. Okay, that's good.
Two, yeah, Apex.
Apex. Okay. Yep.
Football and finance. Okay, the Bears.
Oh, football and finance. What did they win?
So they won Vegas, they won Fours and Air It Out, and they won Air It Out New Orleans.
Whew. All right,
that's Jarrell and the Texas guys.
Yeah,
okay. Like, I just don't know their team. I don't know their team name, but yeah, okay.
It's Jarrell, like no. It's like.
If I
retro YTG.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Because I know sometimes they go under another team name. All right, cool. They cool. Yeah they good. Yep, they straight. I know Jarrell and them. Yep. Okay.
All right, the Bears.
I don't know who the Bears is.
Colorado contact team. Ants Homer. No,
they should be more at the bottom with the other teams you named.
They won three. They won three.
They won three what? Contact?
In Denver. Keep going.
Yeah, in Denver.
They won at home.
Okay.
In Denver.
Okay, so you got me.
The Bears beat can the Bears beat Vibe Up? Can they beat Suicide Squad? Can they beat Bex? Can they beat what's Ant and Jordan Harrison team? Dynasty.
Every time they face the Dynasty, they beat them. They beat them in Tampa.
It's a pretty good matchup when they play.
Yeah, for sixes, they won Worlds, not this past year, but the year before. They beat New Dynasty in the championship.
Dude, you're starting to sound worse than Micah Parsons in Dallas. Quit living in the past. Keep going.
What happened to me lately?
Okay, yeah. All right. Fair enough. I'm mad about it, all right? ESS, number five.
Yeah, ESS. I think I contributed to that, so yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't have no problem with that. Yeah, we good.
Six SP Savages.
SP Savages, they've been really on a roll. They've been really on a roll. They won ECN. They just won out in Boston. Yep. They on a roll. I'm excited for them. They from out of Philly.
Okay. All right. Goonies. They're from the West Coast. They won in Vegas.
Oh, I do know. They're okay.
They swept contact in Vegas. So they beat New Dynasty. They beat the Bears. So they won two. Remix. Oh,
okay. All right. Remix. You talking Remix out of Boston?
Boston.
Yeah. The co-ed team.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Remix. Wait, they're high, co-ed team.
They're higher than VA Elite on that list?
VA Elite hasn't won anything.
Yeah, we haven't won anything. I'm being unbiased. We are a great team. We haven't won anything. Remix. They just won. They just won Boston.
Yeah, they won both co-ed in Boston.
They won Air It Out co-ed and five co-ed. Yep.
Yeah.
We haven't. Virginia Lee, we haven't done anything lately for USA Flag.
Okay.
Yeah. Happy Hour. That's Jarrell Rello's co-ed team.
Okay. Where they won that at?
In Denver.
Okay. Man, I need to take Virginia Lee to Denver.
You should have. Yeah.
Nah, I ain't flying. We haven't flown nowhere this year. I just been taking care of the kids and all that, but yeah, all right, yep.
Okay, Phenoms.
They won. Like talking to him. That's rude.
No,
he was talking.
Gee whiz.
Who
you said, Phenom Elite?
No, just Phenom. Phenom Elite, didn't they break up recently or something?
Oh, yo, that's crazy. They didn't break up. They just didn't. No, they I don't think they broke up, but yeah,
they cut their best receiver.
No, I know the story, but he's on another team, but I know the story. I ain't trying to put their business out.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't trying to be that messy, but I know. You know what I mean? Shout out to Trish.
Well, this is why we do the pre-show and tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, show up a we little bit
early. We would have so – no, stop. We would have so many beans right now. We're sitting here beanless, dude. Our chili bowl is, like, empty.
Who's he playing with now?
He's playing with Elite for that particular tournament. That's with, like, Tone and them.
Oh, okay.
Tone, and maybe Ed and Nico and all them, some Atlanta people. So, yeah, he hopped on another team for five man.
Oh, okay. Next up, Ronan. You know Ronan, right?
Yeah, I know Ronan. I think they won that world. I think they have a bunch of teams, a bunch of formats that they put in. So they're a good team. They deserve to be up there wherever they're at.
Okay, Shrooms Women.
Why wouldn't Shroom? Are you? I was about to say, when you put Shrooms as a whole, you wouldn't put Shrooms Women in there.
No, I put Shrooms
as number one.
No, Shrooms at number one was just men.
He didn't say that at the beginning. I know. It's okay.
Yeah, I just thought we was combining.
I'm supposed to list every single team that's just men. Come on.
Yeah. It'd be like saying Virginia Elite, and if Rock entered them in as a men's team, you would want the difference, right?
And so that's why there's two different listings here.
Okay, all right.
I think the women's are a great team. I just think, I mean, as a whole, as a Shrooms organization, they are number one overall. But I don't know if when they won women's, I can't remember.
They beat Apex in Vegas for Air It Out. So that's their big win.
Oh, that's it. That's it. That is a huge one. That's a huge one for sure.
Yeah. Vibe up.
Okay, I stand that. Cool.
Yep. Tone, Level Tone, up.
Sways, Germ, all of them. Yep. They won. They won that ECN and. Yep.
Yeah. Level up is the next one.
Level up. That's the women's team from the DMV as well. They got a real good women's team, really good coaching. They will be at, I think, like Lynn Lewis. They play both actually. They play like UFFL and USA Flag. So that's a great organization right there too. They had a good spot right there.
Okay, Supreme.
Supreme, be the main team. That's a good team.
What'd they win in ECN? Co-ed? Weren't you with them in co-ed?
They won co-ed. I wasn't with them. I had my own co-ed team. They won co-ed.
Their whole team. That's the foundation of VALE.
They won co-ed. We making it some more bump out here. So they got their mob. They got a good mob. So Brandon, Marissa, all of them. Shout out
What number does that put Supreme at?
Really? Let's see.
You don't have the numbers beside it?
Yeah, no, I'm like, what? No numbers beside it.
15. Okay. 15 or 50?
15. Oh, so where we go? Where we stopping at 15 or are we going to 25?
No, we're going to go to 25. I was just curious where we were at with the list.
Yeah, I can keep going. Okay. UGK. 15.
UGK Underground Kings.
Yep.
Yeah, out of Boston.
Because they got an Underground Queens too.
Yeah, I'm talking about just the King.
Talking about the guys. Yeah.
Cuz they beat Shrooms.
Yeah, I was about to say I combine them. They probably put their rank up a little higher.
But the Queens only play comp. They don't play pro.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Mm. Yep.
So there's no. Okay. That's true. There you go.
Sports Manias.
Okay.
Sports Mania out of Florida.
They beat.
Rock's first issue.
I'm sorry. Last time I played Sports Mania, it was terrible. Like that team was terrible. They had one good guy on there. That was what's the name, son? What's the name? Got the good routes. Not Pat.
George Junior
was playing on Sports Mania, and then his pop was watching. I was like, yo, I don't know why little Georgie on his team. That team was so trash. So trash.
All right, well there's Rock's first issue of the night.
This bottom 15 is getting a little interesting.
Hey, so I just want to tell you their resume that got them that ring. They won Air It Out in San Antonio by beating Shrooms and UGK.
Oof, boy, I don't know. They must have recruited there. So,
because they did have some free agents for sure.
Yeah, they had to have some free agents because I had to play them at a big USA flag event. I think it was last year in Texas National. I think Arlington or something where we played them. I don't know. Can't remember, but it was a big event. But boy, it was a terrible team. But yeah, they got some good free agents. Good for them. Good for their GM.
Okay, City Boy Monstars.
City Boy Monstars? Is that a team from out of New York?
Yep, that's the men's team.
Yeah.
And we're gonna take that right there. We're just gonna keep on going to the next one.
Yep.
Don't say anything else, Rock. We know what you mean.
Hey, come on, man.
Okay, all right, grown-ups.
Grown-ups should be higher.
They just barely won their first tournament.
They didn't barely win. They smoked UGK.
I'm saying so far this year, they haven't won anything until this past weekend in Boston.
But you just said they barely won. They didn't barely win.
No. I'm saying they just barely, like, through the whole year, they just barely won their first tournament. That's what I'm saying. And then not that they barely.
Should they be on the list or should they not be on the list if they barely, like, if they didn't win anything?
But they didn't.
I mean,
I haven't won, yeah, I haven't won anything, but.
Yeah, no, but you played with ESS and you guys won two chips in ESS. ESN.
Right,
that's a big tournament.
Yeah, you're right. So. I did win with ESS. We are top five. Yep, you're right. Yeah, no, grown-ups, they got a really good team, and I just don't see them down that far under Monstars, under Main Sports Mania, and stuff like that. We talking about Nico, Sean Moore, Ernie, all those guys. That is really
And those are all great players, and I appreciate what you're saying. But in reality, though, outside of Boston, you know, them winning that tournament, which was a smaller tournament, they haven't performed great at big tournaments.
I mean, yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. But I got them beating UGK. I got them beating Sportsman. Yeah, but I got you. It's what they won. Yep, it's what they won.
Okay. All right. These are the ones that I started to go through. So Rocket Power, that was the co-ed team out of Vegas. They won Vegas. That's one of the biggest tournaments of the year.
Who's voting on this?
It's
anonymous voters because of the haters like y'all.
Okay.
Did we not have like a YTG or like a free?
They haven't played. YGG haven't played all year. Freaks haven't played all year. You can't count Tampa. That was the culmination of last year. Since Tampa, this includes New Orleans. This includes New Orleans.
Tampa is 2025. That is this year.
I understand, but this top 25 includes New Orleans to Boston.
That's tough. Okay, keep going with the randomizer. All right, we're at the randomizer picks.
New Orleans to Boston. Got it. Yep.
Yeah, so YTG Freaks, they have not participated in a single tournament in that time span.
All right. Yep. So, yes, I think we got Face Mob and God Bods coming up.
Yeah. So the women's Nas, High Rise Hitters, High Society, God Bods, Face Mob. That's how we finish out the list.
Yo, that's crazy. You got two DMV teams all the way at the bottom.
Yeah, but you're just being a homer now. Cause doesn't God Bods normally play in novice?
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why they're down at the bottom, is because they only won an ECN. Now, ECN was a big tournament, so they did win a co-ed championship at ECN, aired out co-ed, which matters. But outside of that, they don't play in pro ever.
Yeah, no, they five aired out women's or co-ed when you got the guy quarterback and the guy rush. They usually have a really good team for that. They gear for that for sure. So that's holding them on. I could get that. What about Face Mob? What's holding them on?
So the ECN, same thing. They won 8-screen co-ed. So
they did win 8-screen co-ed. That was Face Mob. They have really good five co-ed team too. They just gotta put it off more at some bigger tournaments, but they're a good five co-ed team. Marcelo and James and them Lisa, they're a good team. And God Bless, they're a good team too. But when they five aired out, like goes up against like a Izzy and Maddie and stuff like that, kind of funky.
Yeah,
no, for sure. And I mean, basically, ECN was the biggest. That was the biggest opportunity for 8-screen so far this year. So them winning that at ECN.
Yeah, I think this list could be more compacted, but I feel you giving some people some shine.
Yeah. Okay, you want me to go over the power rankings real quick? Because this
power rankings 25.
Yo, hold power rank. What rankings did we just go over? Overall rankings?
That was top 25.
That was top 25. And now we about to go over the power rankings. All right. Can we do like top 10 or top 5? What's
the top 5?
So let me explain power rankings. So this includes, because Tampa is in 2025, this includes Tampa, and it's all the points that you accumulate through participation, winning. If you're in the top 10, you get a certain amount of points. If you participate, so for example, like participation points at Worlds is 500, at Nationals 400, a regular tournament 300, championship points, so finishing top 10, 500, 400, 300 as well. And so that's where all these points come from. So it gets broken down.
I could just call Natalie for that.
But nobody listens. Yeah, but so nobody looks at it, but it's also separated into men's and women's and co-ed, okay? And the other thing that happens is because teams play in different – they play in comps sometimes. They play in – you know, sometimes they split up or change their name or things like that. So this is only purely pro teams. So the points they got were only in the pro division.
Okay.
All right. So it's co-ed, women's, men's broken up. You want, what do you want? What do you want? How do you want me to do?
Co-ed. I like co-ed.
Oh, you go with co-ed. Go top 5 co-ed.
Yeah, co-ed.
All right. Rock looks like he's got to get off of here in a minute.
Yeah, I'm about to have dinner.
He just got to the house. So let's, yeah.
All right. We'll just do co-ed real quick. Yep. Okay. So co-ed is shrooms at the top with 2,470 points. Curry bombshell.
You know why? You know why shrooms? Because they have all the tournaments over there. And they are paid sponsors.
There's only been one tournament in Texas.
Man, they got all the Texas tournaments. That's U.S. That's probably USA sanctioned.
Oh, well, that's true, too.
Yeah. You know, Corey throwing tournaments over there. Kevin Dickens throwing tournaments over there.
Yeah, but they don't enter as shrooms. Shrooms wasn't at either one of those.
Yo, I swear I saw I know I talked to TD a bunch of times while they – He played,
but he was one tournament. He was playing with Pat Alley at quarterback. Like that wasn't true.
No, that was the lollipop.
All right,
so we got shrooms at one.
Yep.
Yeah. Curry bombshells is the next one.
Okay.
All right. Face mob.
Face mob.
Godbod. And high society. That's top five. That's all we do for co-ed.
And face mob is based off of it can't be just based off of a co-ed because they play
no co-ed it has to be co-ed pro points. So they them and Godbod's actually have the same amount of points, 1580.
But so Godbod's going off of. Aired out co-ed pro.
Yeah, if they've done any co-ed pro, whether it's aired out co-ed, regular co-ed, five co-ed, or eight co-ed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a solid list. I mean, it's pretty diverse. It's spread out across
across
the country. So
I'm happy we got some DMV joints on there for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think – Again, I think Shrooms is a really good five co-ed team when we play them in Tampa. Shrooms and YTG, they are really good co-ed teams. They always end up in a championship some way, somehow. So they got some really good athletes, really good schemes and stuff like that. So that's a good list.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Rock, go feed your family.
I got
appreciate you being on with us. Much love. What do you
eat? Pizza.
Where's that pizza from? What is that?
Papa John's.
That's the PJs?
Yeah.
Hey, man, look. I'm just going to sign off. Yeah. Nobody out pizzas the hut, okay? So.
No, man. Papa John's. That's a good John, bro. That's a good John,
man. Yeah, that's a good John, man. Hey, no. I appreciate you guys for sure. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, appreciate your honest opinion on the top 25. I'll tell all the voters they got to be better, man. But hey,
yeah, we got to be better. We got Vegas
this weekend, and so it's gonna get shook up. It'll be different. It'll look different next week.
Yeah, Vegas, San Diego, you got Nationals,
Orlando
coming up.
Huh?
Are you gonna do another next ranking on all those tournaments coming up?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
After every tournament, he does them.
Oh, after every tournament.
Yep.
Oh, good for you, Ant. Good for you.
I appreciate it. Thank
good for you, man.
Thank you. Finally, some recognition. Thank
good for you.
Go eat. Have a good all night. Right.
I see y'all later.
Her patience with us. See you, man.
All right, Joe.
There we go.
That guy's got kids to feed.
Hey, man. I'm sorry. We got into it. I was trying to keep things moving, and y'all, I don't like the way you guys should have gone this way. You guys were just angry about everything.
We're not angry about anything.
Hey, I will say this, though. Now, I understand that there's always kind of this hate from the East Coast that, like, anybody from the West Coast, they just don't match up. It doesn't matter and all that. And you know, I will say for sure, I understand it coming out of Colorado, traveling to Florida. And when I was a part of a team, we would play great in Colorado in local leagues and local tournaments. And then we would go out to Tampa and we would get just whatever, you know, dollywops, you know, whatever you want to say.
It's
and
called mollywop. Not what's what is dollywop? You on Dollywood?
I don't know. Okay. I didn't know. I knew it was something wop. I don't know.
Whoa! Let's not offend our Italian listeners.
Hey, jeez. I'm Italian. I am too. Italian.
No. My gosh. All right. Keep going.
So anyway, I do understand that, but yeah, absolutely, I'm a homer, and these are my guys. The Bears deserve some credit.
Oh my god! For the fact, right? Well, you got them as the best team in the world. We know.
Hey,
it's fine.
But Super Soakers is a good team, and they beat Super Soakers.
Super Soakers is a good team. They are not the best team.
Super Soakers did beat YTG at Worlds. They knocked them out of the contact tournament, you know.
In five contact?
Yeah.
You mean right after they just finished playing five pro non-contact all day?
What?
Anyways.
Whose fault is that?
Mine.
Don't sign up for contact. Oh, man. Okay. There's one other thing that, you know, we're going to talk about. It won't be as fun because I was hoping Rock could do it with us, but we got sidetracked or whatever. But interesting, you know, the thing just came out recently about the top quarterback in flag football and everything like that. So I threw a poll out there and just asked, okay, who is it? Who's the top, top quarterback? So I don't, you know, you've probably seen on social media when they have a list of things and you're just supposed to throw them into different numbers. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they're called polls.
Yeah, but you don't know the names that are coming. So you want to play along with me for this?
I'll play along. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So you're going to just play some 1 through 10. All right. All right, so we got Ant from New Dynasty.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to have to write this down. You're giving me 10 names? Good grief.
But you have to rank it before I give you the next name.
Oh, man. So wait, all right. So are these?
Oh, see, you said you were so confident. No one was going on.
Let's do it. I just want to make sure I know what's going on here. So 1 through 10, you're just going to give me names. Are these just flag quarterbacks?
Just flag quarterbacks, yes.
All right, and these are pro quarterbacks, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So you started with Ant from New Dynasty. I'm gonna go with number 6.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Rello.
Four.
Feinstein.
7.
Richie from the Shrimps.
3.
Pablo.
8.
Nico.
9. I'm going to regret this. It's going to drop off at the bottom.
Okay, we got Artie from the Bears.
10.
Okay. Brendan Chambers from Ronan.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I overshot that. I guess number 5.
Okay. Hoosh.
1.
And Mark.
Ah, fuck. I go 2. 1A. Oh, yeah.
mixes it up a little bit, right? All right,
so now with that list, what I would adjust now knowing the names.
Okay.
Hoosh and Mark, I'd probably leave where they're at, right? Even Richie, I'd leave at 3. I would move Nico to 5. I would move Brandon to 4. I would slide Pablo to 6. And then in the rest of the order they are at that point.
So where'd Rello land then?
7.
Okay.
He's the best lefty in the game.
Yeah. So then Feinstein or oh no, where's Ant?
He'd be at 8.
Okay. And then Feinstein.
Nope.
And then Arden.
Feinstein's 4. Hoosh, Mark, Richie, Feinstein, Nico, oh. Pablo.
Oh, okay.
Brandy would be 9, and then Artie would be 10.
Okay. Okay.
My corrections, I think, are a pretty fair list.
Yeah, no, I think so. I would say I would put me personally, just because I like the way he plays the game, I would put Pablo higher up than that.
As a quarterback?
I like
Pablo as an athlete. I don't like him just as a quarterback. I feel like it closes his game off too much.
Yeah. No, that makes sense, too. I do think, though, that he, in a lot of ways, he's a younger version of Hoosh as a quarterback. So that would be my –
Okay, I got you.
Yeah. That just my thought process.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. You're the one that put what's the one that was really off? I don't know. even when you were
I was like, I'm not sure. Like, I was like, oh my god. When you said that, I was like, all right.
Yeah, but he's injured though, isn't he? Something with his elbow?
He broke his elbow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad day for him. I think he's gonna be out for a while.
Yeah, and that's his throwing arm, right?
It's one of his arms. I don't know which one.
Yeah.
He might throw ketchup bottles with that arm. Or he might throw footballs with that arm.
Yeah.
He might be amphibious. Yeah. We don't know.
Amphibious or ambidextrous?
No, amphibious. Don't be stupid.
Okay. My bad. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So Rock and I were trying to tell
you. Yeah. All right, man. Well, I know that ultimately, you got to get on a plane tomorrow. Anything you want to preview about Vegas this weekend?
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very different. You know, prepping for tournaments. I've been prepping for tournaments for years as a director. This is one I've had to readjust my mind for, mainly, you know, times are a little off. The fields are a little bit different just because of how the layout is, but it's cool. I'm excited. It's a night bowl. You know, we're going to be out late. We're going to, you know, we're going to tear up the town, as the kids say. The kids say that, but, yeah, I can't wait for you to clip that.
Paint the town red.
it should really be a good time. I'm pretty excited for what Vegas is going to look like. We got some pretty decent teams, so I'm hoping for some good football, and we'll see what we get.
Yeah, no, cool. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, there you go. It's been a busy August for you, man. So yeah. I'm sure that you're gonna. And then what? It's a couple weeks.
Yeah, then it's a week off, and then we're in San Diego for a 3-day tournament.
Oh wow, that quick a turnaround. So.
Yeah,
wow.
But I'm excited for that one just because, I mean, we're at the Olympic Center, we're in Chula Vista, so it'll be a good time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, and that tournament is that the biggest one so far this year? I feel like, right? Is it bigger than Vegas?
No, I think Vegas was bigger.
Vegas is still busy. Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, it's exciting, man. And like Rock, you know, said, he gave me some credit for, which I appreciated. We'll be having new top 25 list next week, and then after San Diego and Orlando, Texas, and we're all roads lead to Tampa, as the kids like to say. Golly gee. That being said, we do have we're putting in a merch order, right? Next week
the order goes in. Should be a couple weeks, should be a week turnaround time before I'll start hitting people up for shipping info with those orders. If you don't get us that order before then, you know, we're going to try, where the goal is just to have monthly orders put in. So hit us up, let us know what you want. We got some pretty sweet stuff. We're going to come up with a pretty sweet graphic just to showcase all the sweet stuff we've got. In the meantime, though, you can be a chill ref like Ant. You can wear, you know, a hoodie that's got Jordan's ugly mug on it. Yeah, like that one or the one.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, so we, you know, we got all sorts of stuff. And you know, check us out anywhere you can find your podcast. You know, the best places, you know, Pandora, Spotify, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts. Hit those places up for us. Check out the podcast there. If you want to see our ugly faces and see us how we get in sync with a head bob, you can watch on YouTube. We're on Facebook Live right now. No clue what the comments are. Deuce Dutch is probably talking about a shoestring somewhere. So there's that. But I think we're on IG Live. We're on Facebook. We're probably on MySpace. If we're not in your top eight, are we even really supposed to be there? You know, we're on Snapchat. We're hiding in your side chick's DMs. Just kidding about that. We're not really doing that. that just sounded fun.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah,
it flowed right with it.
We have Twitter battles with Kanye West, right? I don't know.
Yeah, we talk. Whoa, I don't really. He's kind of out there. I don't know that we want to.
He was just in the Twitter battle a couple days ago. That's right.
What, with some more Nazis?
No, some one of his exes.
Oh, cool. Okay, so probably about the same. Anyways, make sure you check us out anywhere you get your podcasts. We appreciate everybody. That's all I got.
Yeah, and hey, stop and say what's up to Jacob when you're in Vegas, enjoying the town and all that. Jacob, you got any more stickers or?
Or of course, I got band. Stickers. Yeah, come find me for some stickers, for some wristbands. But
they gotta like know a rule or something. They gotta do something for you. You can't just keep giving them away.
Here's the deal,
Nick and Nelly.
Here's the deal. First of all, leave Nelly out of this. We'll have to talk about this over and over again. Mention about me being the polar bear from our last episode, and I got some stuff for you. Pause. It's time to log off.
Yeah. That being said, Jacob's got some stuff for you in Vegas, and I'll see you on Instagram. Y'all have a good night.
Appreciate everybody. Night.
Oh, hit it. There we go.
Yeah, wait. And stop turning off.